we play with words. We write and we find different things, different ways of saying things.
In a town called Wander, he boarded the train. He could hear the thunder.
Welcome back to the Mix Files. I'm your host, Cooter. We appreciate you joining us again. Our guest this week is Steve Hodak. That was him you heard speaking at the very beginning. That is him you hear playing and singing now. Steve and I talk about a number of different things. There are some laughs. It's a good time. Sit back, kick your feet up, get your favorite beverage, and get ready to enjoy yourself. You will. Enjoy yourself, that is. You're listening to us on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com. The Mix Files now has a page on Mixposure.com. It is Mixposure.com/Mixfiles. Not a very original URL, but hey, if you're looking for the Mix Files on Mixposure.com, it's Mixposure.com/Mixfiles. It will take you to the page. There's also a blog that I put up on the Mixposure.com homepage, usually on Thursdays, which includes who will be the guest on the upcoming Mix Files. There are links to the chat room. There is a link to the radio if you prefer to listen without joining us in chat, which is your choice, and either way is wonderful. We appreciate you tuning in whether you join us in chat or not. Chat is fun, though. You might consider it sometime if you haven't joined us yet.
It'll work out in time. In a town called Wander, they met on the train. She could feel his thunder, he could feel her pain. As the train left the station,
we're gonna have some fun this evening.
She said she understands. In a town called Wander, everything they tried never seemed to work.
This man can write a song, this man can sing a song, this man is a fine acoustic guitar player. Enjoy yourself.
How about I Miss the Tree? Is that another of the typical Steve Hodak?
That was inspired by my mom. My mom's getting older, and I go and see her a lot, and it's hard to see her because she's getting older, you know, and
yeah,
she's struggling. I just came home from seeing her one day, and I was kind of emotional, and I just wrote that song.
Yeah.
Because I saw this leaf out in the front yard, you know?
Yeah.
And I just was like, wow, you know? Because I remember, you know, being younger, and it was just me and her, and, you know, I was that leaf, she was a tree, and, you know, that's just those references. It's weird, the things that we see that inspire us as songwriters. That was from seeing a leaf in the yard. And it's about my mom.
Let me share something with you. Eddie and I were working on a tune, we had the chorus, and Blue as the Ocean is the name of the song. It's on my page. I'll send you a link to my page after we get done with the conversation. And
I'll listen to it.
Okay, Blue as the Ocean is the name of the tune. But I was sitting in the front yard, and we were kind of stuck for the lyrics other than the chorus. And I was watching leaves blow. And I'll just, you know, it wound up being a song about love lost kind of a thing. One of the lines, "You were the leaves in the wind, true love scattered when you blew away," is one of the lines. And that was from sitting. And that was the first thing that came to me about lyrics for the verses and such that got us to the chorus. But it sort of built the song. So, you know, you've had an experience of a song coming to you from seeing a leaf on the ground. And I've had an experience of having a song come to me watching leaves blowing in the wind, sitting on the front porch.
Yep.
And it's amazing how, even though that they're different, there is still a common denominator there.
Yes.
That you or me or anyone who writes songs can see something unique in the most everyday mundane object sometimes.
Yes. That's what we do, I think. That's what that's what we're, I don't know. That's what I try to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Days they come, days they go, this day will always be. Time goes fast and time goes slow, but this day's for you and me. Planted shallow, planted deep, one day seeds will sow. Wide awake or fast asleep, roots hide far below. 'Cause we're only here for a moment, and it seems my time with you has been even less. Like the dried up leaf out in the front yard, I miss the tree, I must confess. Wind it whispers, wind it blows, sun shines, rains and snows. Where the wind will take you next, no one really knows. Songs they come, the songs they go, but this song will always be. 'Cause on this day you should know, I wrote this song for you and me. 'Cause we're only here for a moment, and it seems my time with you has been even less. Like that dried up leaf out in the front yard, I miss the tree, I must confess. Turns gray, the leaves they fall. Days get short, the blackbirds sing. Soon the ice will freeze us all. I hope to see you in the spring. We're only here for a moment. It seems my time with you has been even less. Like that dried up leaf out in the front yard, I miss the tree, I must confess. Days they come, days they go, this day will always be. Time goes fast, time goes slow, but this day is for you and me. And I'll always miss the tree.
What about Can I Be? How did that come to be?
I'm a very spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a religious person.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know the difference.
I do.
And I feel very, very, very close with God. And a lot of things just flow on that. And that was one of those that, I go there, and I think that's just certain things I'm supposed to write spiritually. They're not ever of judgment, but, can I be love without judgment? Can I be, I'm just asking. I'm just, those are, I don't know. Those things just kind of pop out of me, the spiritual songs.
Yeah.
I love a song. A spiritual song that's written from honesty, not of a formula, love Jesus and do this. Mm-hmm. I love something that says, I am fallen and I need help. Or this happened, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to write honest, and I really don't know. That one just came that way, you know?
Yeah. Is it the kind of thing that you had the idea and felt the tune and just couldn't grab a guitar quick enough? Or is it the kind of thing where you were sitting around fiddling with a guitar and it just came to you while you were doing that?
That was kind of like a fiddling with a guitar.
Okay.
I guess I had the recorder, and certain things just pop in, as you know, I know that's happened to you.
Yeah.
And you just go with it. This is how this is supposed to be. That one's pretty easy,
Cool.
Most of the spiritual ones that I write, they just are kind of like that. And I've kind of just learned to respect to just let them go.
Gotcha.
The only thing I ever really wanted in this life was to be loved, was to be loved, was to be loved. Love for me just as I was. Not to be judged, not to be judged, not to be judged, judged. But can I give the thing I most wanted to the people that I see out on the street? And even though I may be deserving, when I don't get mine, can I be the thing I most wanted for me? Can I be love without judgment? Can I be love, no cost, just a free? Can I be love like my father? Can I be love? Can I be? Seems like these days everything is spinning out of control. And there's not enough love, not enough love, not enough love. And with so much negativity on the TV and on the computer, everyone is judged, everyone is judged, everyone is judged. But who are we to judge others when we each have so many problems of our own? And if we are judged, don't we want to be judged by what we give? And can we give the one thing that keeps us all from being alone? Can we be love without judgment? Oh, can we be love? No cost, just free. Can we be love like our Father? And can we be love? Can we? The original, unconditional, It's the first thing that we need. The original, unconditional. Can we be what we receive? Can I be love without judgment? Can I be love, no cost, just free? Can I be love like my father? Can I be love? Can I be? I can be love without judgment. I can be love at no cost, just free. I can be love like my father. I can be love. I can be. I can be. We can be.
Do you do much editing when you write songs, or does it usually come out pretty early on the way it winds up?
Lyrically? I will start it, and I'll stay pretty true to the basic idea, and then I'll kind of write it down, and then I'll get, you know, the thesaurus or something, or try to wrestle with a word. Sometimes I'll resist the temptation to record it. My quickest turnaround time is an hour and a half from the time that I started it to recording it, putting it on the internet. Uh-huh. But sometimes if it just doesn't feel right, though, I let it go a day. And sometimes I'm there's a sentence or a word, you know, that one phrase that just, you're like, and usually, yes. I'm glad I did, because I'll think of a different word. Like I say, I'll play a rough version on the recorder. I'll drive around with the chores I have to do and stuff, and I'll just listen. It's like, okay, and I'll give it a day. So usually it's the structure and everything's the same, but I'm kind of a stickler for certain words and phrases. So if I'm not really happy, I'll wait.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
So most of your tunes happen pretty quick then, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you ever had one take a month?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. I've had ones take years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Tell me about that process. Do you mind?
No. Since I now have more time than I ever had, like say, I play music, and that's about 4 hours. The Space Center where I used to work was 8 hours a day, or sometimes 60 hours a week. I have more time. I have more energy. When I started writing, I had many, like, first verse chorus of songs that I liked, but I never finished. And now that I have more time, I've basically finished most of the things that I've had for years that I never had the time to do.
Gotcha.
So it just boils down to time, Cooter. I got more time.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning,
yeah,
like I did for 21 years.
Uh-huh.
I got stuff to do, don't get me wrong, but it ain't that.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to a job I don't like for 8 hours a day or 60 hours a week, half hour there, half hour back, and I got time. And I'm getting much more flowing since I have more time at songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have many songs that I just finally just sat down. I'll tell you this much, I'm at the point in songwriting that if I sit down at a table and there's no one there and I have a cup of coffee and a guitar and a recorder, I can do something. It may not be good, but I can do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where before I would just sit there sometimes. Now I know I can do something. I can also kind of write in open tunings, and that's something that I never could before. This is growth for me that no one else would notice but me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that I can do something. You know, I can put something on paper. I can get a melody. To illustrate it, right now I have two recorders. One of them has five folders. Each folder has 100 things, and I just had to take a drive, and I had to delete all the things that I found that were existing songs, because it was full.
Mm-hmm.
Just, 20-second snippets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got constant things that I'm just putting in, and then I'll go back and listen, and if something strikes me. So that's basically how that worked, was I had it for years. I didn't let go. I always played first chorus. I liked the idea. Now I have precious time.
Yeah. So you really, you're always collecting data for your tunes then. You're carrying the recorders around with you, and wherever you happen to be, whenever it happens to be,
yes,
the idea comes and you capture it right then.
Yes, at least put it in the recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, saw a squirrel. You know, whatever.
Gotcha.
You know, whatever you're feeling.
If it impresses you enough to press the play button, talk button, or record button, put it in there.
Right. And yeah. I mean, I work in the, I'm clean and sober 20 years, but I mean, I'm around hundreds of addicts. I play in bars. I see, you know, and I hear
right
stories that make for good songs because they're the human condition.
Yes.
You know, love, tragedy, loss. Losing control, addiction, you know, these things that we all go through, you know?
Yes.
And we all have that commonality. And I want to find that. And I want to put that out there. You know,
yeah.
that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Cause there's a beauty in that, you know? And I think that's why people like the way that I'm not the greatest songwriter, singer, or player, but I'm really working on my honesty. And if that comes out in my songs, not every single one, but some of them, some people seem to react to that, you know, as opposed to me like trying to create a hit for a certain band or a certain.
Yeah. I am intimately familiar with where you are coming from on that one, man.
And that seems to work for me.
Yeah.
So that I want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm changing. I mean, I'm 52.
Yeah.
I'm getting older. My sons are growing up. They're going to be moving out. There's different kinds of losses at different kinds of times. There's different tragedies. There's things surrounding us that are beautiful and wonderful, but tragic. And I think that's one of the ways that I deal with things is I work through them with songs.
Yeah.
You know, where before I would get high or get drunk or get fucked up. I mean, now things are bothering me. And if I write a song in it and I find some kind of beauty in that, for me, it just kind of helps me work through it.
Yeah, it's almost like you can just release the energy that's building up.
Yes.
Not that the energy is negative, but it may sometimes affect you in a negative way, or at least from my perspective, if affect me in a negative way, if I try to box it in, and in writing the song, it just sort of frees it.
Yes, or I might learn about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a quick diary of how you feel, and you start writing in. And I don't mean some songs; they're about a pineapple, so they're a fun song. But I mean songs that are introspective. and you start talking about how you feel or what you went through, and you're almost like journaling it, you're diarying it, and you start writing it out, and then you start feeling those feelings and coming to grips with maybe things that you didn't before.
Yeah.
Or seeing them in a different light, or at least trying to make something beautiful out of it.
Yes.
Because if you write a song about something tragic, but the melody and the words and the music are beautiful, it's something beautiful within that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I wrote a song called The Journey to Find Love. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it, and the chorus goes, when you're down and dirty, broken, bleeding, scared and lonely, on your knees and praying for some help from up above, then you found love. In other words, when you are totally exasperated. And I wrote that song. I remember playing it and actually just crying because I was like, dang, that's true.
Yeah.
Love is sacrifice. Love is, you know, it's not always romantic.
Yeah.
You know. So those are the reasons that I write a lot is, I think, to heal myself and to keep myself sane.
Yeah.
On
the journey to find love, there's a bridge of sacrifice, and it's dangerous to cross between the wind, the snow, and ice. You can fall and fall again, and your best balance won't suffice. It's always shaky. On the journey to find love, there's a chasm of the heart, and it always must stay filled, but it's leaking from the start. You can try and try and fill it up, and fail and fall apart. It's always leaking. But when you cross that bridge, when you fill that hole, when you give your best and you lose control, when you're down and dirty, broken, bleeding, scared and lonely, on your knees and praying for some help from up above, you found love. You found love. On a journey to find love, you could fall so far behind that you feel like giving up and you're gonna lose your mind. The jagged path so far ahead, your sacrifices left unsaid, so tired of giving. But when you cross that bridge, when you fill that hole, when you give your best and you lose control, when you're down and dirty, broken, bleeding, scared and lonely, on your knees and praying for some help from up above, you found love. You found love. When you're down and dirty, broken, bleeding, scared and lonely, on your knees and praying for some help from up above, you found love.
Candace has a definite story.
Okay.
I went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 3 years, and it was really hard.
Oh, man.
As all divorces are.
Yeah.
But at 49 or 50, I went into this nightclub and met a very lovely young lady named Candace. And she was basically 26, mm-hmm. and I had, the night went on, and we were intimate, mm-hmm. and it was almost like I had been with one woman for 20 years, and it was almost like that intimacy, just another person touching me or another person making, a woman making love with me, other than the person that I've been with, was the final thing that really I needed to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, and it wasn't just, I mean, and of course I was, you know, went overboard and went crazy and all that stuff, but it basically just boiled down to another person can love me and I can love another person and it would be okay.
Yeah.
But it was a very strong time. I mean, it was like, I mean, I immediately came home and wrote the song. It was like, because, you know, the whole idea of divorce is such a transitional, hard thing,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
And when you're with one person for 20 years, you're like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was that. And she was half my age, and it was very inspiring for, and she'll always be a friend because of that, because that helped me get to that next phase to really let go and to realize that everything is going to be okay. It's weird how something just animalistic can do that, but it, sometimes it's, you can think about things, but once you actually touch somebody, it makes all the difference in the world. Weird, huh?
Well, I don't know about weird, but it is beyond my comprehension how a lot of things work that appear to be one thing at first glance and turn out to be something altogether different, or find their way to grow into something altogether different at another glance. You know, there's a lot of, well, an example of that on a different level is the Space Center. You lost the job at the Space Center, but, and I'm sure that had some anxiety that came along with it, but look at the doors that it's opening up for you.
It was wonderful. Wanted to laid off, but for other people, yes.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a meant to be thing.
Okay. I mean, All right.
It was awesome.
Well, that's even better then.
Oh man.
That's even better.
It was like getting out of prison.
I hear you.
You know?
Crashing into you. Fears depart, Candace. The thought of us keeps rolling round my mind, rolling across the bedsheets and staring in your eyes. Connected in the passion, released from the past, trembling and crashing into you. Crashing into you, Candace. Oh, Candace.
Rule the World. Came from a trying time in a relationship that I was in, and it just was the feelings that I was at the time. You know, sometimes when you're not getting along with your partner, you just want to say, you know, can we just forget this? Screw this. Can we just, like, forget it all? You know, that kind of a thing.
Two.
Yeah.
Three. Four. I'm stumbling in the hall, thinking about it all. The days have all gone by without a sound. I know I'm wrong and right, but maybe for tonight we could leave this sinking sand for solid ground. 'Cause I can't fix this, I can't help us if you don't believe yourself. And I know your need for me is just like a dusty empty shelf. But I don't care about tomorrow, and I'm all out of fight. I just play the king 'cause you're my queen. Let's rule the world tonight. Hear the wind outside, it whispers to my pride, the very best of you was yesterday. I tried not to let it in, but the tonic and the gin and the cigarettes won't make it go away. 'Cause I can't fix this, I can't help us if you don't believe yourself. And I know your need for me is just like a dusty empty shell. But I don't care about tomorrow, and I'm all out of fight. I'll just play the king 'cause you're my queen. Let's rule the world tonight. Castle walls are tumbling down, but you'll always be my beautiful crown. 'Cause I can't fix this, I can't help us if you don't believe yourself. And I know your need for me is just like a dusty empty shell. But I don't care about tomorrow, and I am all out of fight. Just let me play the king, 'cause you're my queen. Let's rule the world tonight. Rule the world tonight. Rule the world tonight.
I got to tell you this. I keep coming back to this one. The Ride.
The Ride. Yes.
How about that? What's the story? Where did that come from? Was that just an idea that came to you while you were piddling with the guitar, or was something motivating you to grab a guitar and write this song?
No, I have 20 years clean and sober. And as I get more into my sobriety, I get stronger, and it's a wonderful spiritual strong thing to me. It's sacred. But the more that I come in contact with addicts, there are certain addicts that I know that I care for, and they're at the end of their rope. And I mean, I love them, and there's nothing that you can do. You can't change them. But you can love them while they're here, and they're destined to either go to jail or to die. And as I get older, I see that, and it's sad. That was from a particular person that I cared for that is, still using. And at that point that, they don't have a license and they need a ride.
Yeah.
they're a great person, but just from that perspective of, and it's kind of a mixture of, you know, that person and the sadness over them, and then a lot of introspection over myself, mm-hmm. you know, where I was then and the feelings that I had. Because I mean, I was that person in some ways, you know.
Yeah.
So that's definitely from addiction and loving people who are addicts, and that feeling of can't save them, can't change them. Just got to love them while they're here.
I hear you, man.
Because they're not going to be here for long.
I hear you.
You know, and just the simplicity of that ride.
When the fog it lifts and the balance shifts, would you drive me to the store? 'Cause there's something there, and I just don't care. I just got to have some more. I know I had a fall, and I lost it all. But now I'm back in control. So if you give me a ride, I'll reach down inside, and I'll give you my soul. 'Cause I will give everything to catch a bus so I don't face anything. And I got this emptiness inside. So would you give me a ride? I know I could walk, but we could have a talk, and maybe have a laugh or two. 'Cause you're my only friend, and here at the end, I like my time with you. Once I loved a girl, stole my nuts like a squirrel, wore a lot of makeup like a clown. She had bleached blonde hair, and she never did care. Seemed to always let her down. And I will give everything to catch a bus so I don't face anything. And I, you know, I got this emptiness inside. So would you give me a ride? We can make a stop or two along the way. And I could go on my own ride, and this all can go away. I used to watch my dad when he wasn't mad, through the window mowing the lawn. I remember a time he put his hand on mine, through that glass that's cracked and gone. And mama always said I was a pain in the head, but she tried to make it right. But she died real young, and the song she sung is what I dream about at night. And I will give everything to catch a buzz so I don't face anything. And I've got this emptiness inside. So would you give me a ride? Would you give me a ride? Would you give me a ride?
The old bench is it just kind of came out. I had that first line maybe for like a year, and then I kind of had the idea, and it just kind of came out that way. I think I like that song.
Yeah.
It just kind of came out that way. But that's one of those that I had for a while, and then I had time, and I just sat down and had some coffee and didn't have to go to 8 hours of work and hammered that out. You know, feels good to finish stuff, don't it?
Yeah.
Sun goes down, the young folks come around and they hang out in the park on the old bench. The trees, they whisper, the winds, breezes, the birds sing a song that pleases on the old bench. That's where he would sit with her. That's where he would sit with her. Frozen in the snow and covered in the rain, the autumn leaves, they find a seat on the old bench. The wood is old, the concrete bare, but many names are carved in there on the old bench. That's where he proposed to her. That's where he proposed to her. Oh, the days go by, the seasons change and fly, too far away to see where they're supposed to be. A spring morning, his wife was calling, so he went down to the park and waited on the old bench. Found him smiling, sitting back, all dressed up with his suitcase packed on the old bench. This is where he found her again. He finally found her again. All the days go by, seasons change and fly, too far away to see to where they're supposed to be. Sun goes down, the young folks come around and they hang out in the park on the old bench.
Susie Dupree, where did that come from?
I just kind of, I wanted to write a song about that. That was an idea.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it would be cool to write a song about a crack whore and how that we are all, we're just all people. We're all human beings, you know, and we mm-hmm. There's so much about, you know, how much money you have or what religion you are, or all this, basically a bunch of bullshit, and yeah, we're people. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to write a song like that that shows that commonality, because the vulnerabilities that we have, like you said, we're all the same, and we're all different, but we are all the same to me in that way. And we don't, you know, you're talking about looking at and finding the beauty in people and the unique things. And that's what I just have always done. And it's so strange to me how people don't. And our vulnerabilities and the way that we're fallen, we are all that way. And that's what I'm trying to say with that song.
Truck stop bathroom off of 95, holding on just barely alive. Sat a girl named Susie Dupree down to her last rock and roll. Cooked it up and she smoked that bowl. Said it was the only time that she really felt free. Susie Dupree. And you and me, we all got one thing in common, and that's our vulnerability. Some of us rise, some of us fall, some of us win, some lose it all. But in the end, we can only be what we can be. You, me, and Susie Dupree. Truck driver's semen dried on her clothes. She wipes the blood from her nose. Think about a time back in the day. She was just a little girl skipping down the road, singing a song about a big green toad. Sings that song again and through her tears, it all goes away. Susie Dupree. You and me. We all got one thing in common, and that's our vulnerability. Cause some of us rise, and some of us fall, and some of us win, and some lose it all. But in the end, we can only be what we can be. You, me, and Susie Dupree. Died that night on the floor of handicapped stall number 3. A once beautiful young girl who made bad choices and ended up on the brutal edge of humanity. Her hair was matted and her makeup was smudged. Judge not lest ye be judged. Judge not lest ye be judged. Judge not lest ye be judged. Susie Dupree. You and me. We all got one thing in common, that's this vulnerability. Some of us rise, and some of us fall, and some of us win, and some lose it all. But in the end, we can only be what we can be. Dupree. You, me, and Susie Dupree.
You have been listening to The Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. I'm Cooter, your host. We have had the pleasure of speaking with and listening to the fine music of Steve Hodak this week. Hope you have enjoyed it as much as Steve and I enjoy doing this. I'm pretty sure I'm not speaking out of turn when I say that. You are listening to The Mix Files on Mixstream Radio from Exposure.com. Each week on Saturday Night Rocks, a new Mix Files premieres with a different Mixposure.com artist each week. If you would check the front page, the home page of Mixposure.com, and scroll down the page a little ways, you will notice usually on Thursdays there is posted a blog letting you know who will be our guest on the upcoming Mix Files. There will also be links to the chat room and to the radio posted in that blog. You can also catch a link there to the Mix Files page, which is now on Mixposure.com. That would be Mixposure.com/Mix Files. Not that difficult. If you're listening to this, you know how to get there already. See you next week.
In a town called Wander, he boarded the train. He could hear the thunder, he could see the rain. Come across the prairie, blocking out the sun. With all that he could carry, he was on the run. In a town called Wander, everything he tried never seemed to work out. You gotta wonder why. There's a girl named Sally, also on the train. Used to use in the alley to take away the pain. Now she's leaving Wander for the very last time. The spell she's been on.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about or that you haven't had an opportunity to say that you'd like to say, Steve? You don't have to come up with anything. I mean, it's not, you know.
No, just that I very much appreciate you doing this, that writing is the most important thing to me, that I'm definitely into trying and open to new things, and that I appreciate anybody that would listen to my music, and I appreciate that. That's all.
They really kept them down in a town called Wander. Everything they tried never seemed to work out. Gotta wonder why. I know it's a big old world for a little boy and girl, and everything can feel so overwhelming sometimes. I know it's a big old world for a little boy and girl, but sometimes you gotta make a stand no matter what your crime. It'll work out in time. In a town called Wander, they met on the train. She could feel his thunder, he could feel her pain. As the train left the station, reached for her hand, said he needed a vacation. She said she understands. In a town called Wander, everything they tried.
Steve, man, I had a great time. I have had a wonderful time.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. And I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The Mix Files, number 17.